Tony Caroli, Motocross the Nations, Lomo. Hey, man, 1-1, and what a job today. You got to be pumped.
Yeah, I'm really happy, you know. For my personal, I did my best, you know. I know that only Erlings could come close to me on the sand tracks like this. But, you know, in the end with Italy, I was a little bit disappointed. The second race, while I was leading, yeah, they just they told me that the other rider was crashing and it was dropped to 17 or 18, and then I just slowed down a little bit. I was losing a little bit of motivation. Mm-hmm. Then I saw that Erlings was in the second position and he was coming really fast, and so I had to step it up pretty quickly, and I made one big mistake. I almost went out of the track and he came really close to me, mm-hmm. but I know that I could fight with him for the victory. That was my only goal, you know, after Italy was out for the overall.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, yeah, Team Italy, Lupino hurt himself?
Yeah, he hurt himself in a stupid go-kart race on Friday. Some other rider took him out and he broke his ligament from the thumb. So he's racing already with... this bike is not the best, I mean, on the sand. There is not so much power, and also it was an injury, yeah. So he struggled a lot. But Guarnieri did a good job in the first race, finished fifth, so mm-hmm. we are still pumped, but then I know that Lupino was not in a good shape.
Yeah, Guarnini surprised me. I didn't know he was this good. I thought he was rode really good today.
Yeah, he's racing always at the Motocross Nation. He's really fast, mm-hmm. and also last year in France, he was really impressive on Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
He fight for the lead with Paul Ann, and then he finished second or third on the open class, so he's good, and, you know, on Motocross Nation, he always step it up a little.
And you yourself, you know, you haven't had the best of luck Motocross Nations. Crashes, mostly crashes, I guess, over the years. So you have to be pretty pumped that you finally have shown, hey, you know, I'm just as fast as these guys.
Yeah, for sure. I know, always. First time I come to America in Bass Creek, there was a lot of boards, you know, just making fun of me, Luis Caroli and stuff like this. I never talk bad about American. I mean, right. I think America have the best overall riders. It's also that it's the biggest country ever. So Basha is injury, or Stewart is injury, or mm-hmm. they pick another one that is always as good almost as good. In Italy, if Philip Arce is injury, yeah. We don't have so much choice. So I think it was good, you know, overall fifth in Italy. It's okay. I think we could finish third, but we just next year maybe more luck.
How much of a highlight is this for you in your career? I mean, is this rank up there for you? This is the world's best riders, and you worked them. So where does this rank for you?
Yeah, I'm really happy. Like I said,
you don't seem that happy though.
I'm happy. I'm really happy. I think. It's history, you know, to win Motocross of Nation, at least overall, it's something really special that stays in the book forever. So I'm really happy, and we show all the world that we can do it. So just it's a matter of a mix of things, and to have a good strong group is also really a good motivation, because maybe a lot of people don't know, but if you already start on Friday, or you come to the race and you don't have the group to win, you are not so focused and pumped to make it better. So I mean, always those guys like America or France or Belgium, they have such a big group of good riders that they come already pumped, you know.
And I'm guessing Herlings, you did not want Herlings to get to beat you. That's probably a big rivalry, and you got to be pretty stoked you held them off.
Yeah, like I said, I know that he was really fast. I was surprised that he was not there already the first 3-4 laps. So I just do my rhythm. I didn't really push at all that much as I can. So in the end, my mechanics show a little bit late the board that he was second and he was already at 10 seconds of me.
Right.
So that was a mistake a little bit for them. But I tried to step it up and I make a mistake. So he was coming really close. So.
Right.
But in the end, I could fight back.
Were you pretty confident coming in that you could do this? I mean, you said earlier you thought it was you or Herlings, and so like Ryan, you know, obviously you respect Ryan Dungey and all that, but you thought you could win.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I can win, but it's also not my country. You know, I learned this sand riding. I'm coming from Italy, where it's hard pack, so it's not like that I'm Belgium or Dutch that I learn I burn on the sand. So mm-hmm. it's. it's good, you know. I think USA did good, but I think they should be better. Justin Bosch surprised me. I think if he calmed down a little bit, he had the speed. I saw him in a few corners and a few pieces of the track where it was really rough,
yep.
And he was really impressive. The other two guys, they a little bit struggled a little bit more, too much. I didn't expect so much like this, but it's like this.
All right, Manuel. Hey, thanks for the interview, and again, great job. You killed it, and I'm really happy for you because I've been coming to the GPs and watching you, and then Destinations, all my friends say, "Well, where is this guy?" And I'm like, "Just wait." So I'm really pumped that that you came through and showed everybody that you're one of the world's best racers. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, and hi to all the American fans and all over the world. So I hope next year we can also be maybe better than this year with Italy. That's my goal. You know, I never been on the podium with since I started racing in Motor Racing Nation. So I hope we will do it next year.
Right on. Thank you.
Bye bye.